much did you practice every day when you were learning?
Well, I got pretty passionate about it. I used to play a lot. You know, I'm not sure exactly how many hours, but it was kind of incessant for a while. I got kind of wrapped up into it. Right now, I don't really practice a heck of a lot. I like to try to just play, you know, have a gig or a recording session or a reason to play. Like this.
When did you get this instrument?
When did I get this one? I got this around 1989. My manager got a call from a brother and sister who had inherited this mandolin from their aunt, their great aunt maybe, or maybe their aunt, I'm not sure. And they had it for about 10 years, and they had decided, this was a top of the line Gibson mandolin in 1922, which was the first year they made this model. This is one of the first ones. It's called a Gibson F5. And they decided they wanted it to go, their aunt's mandolin, they wanted it to go to a mandolin player, and fortunately I was the first one they called, or my manager, and he told me about this mandolin. I got very excited. But I didn't know it would be as good as it turned out, because I already had a couple of them, but this turned out to be the best one.
What would it sell for today?
Well,
35 grand?
A lot more than that.
More than 35 grand?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm afraid, which is good and bad. the mandolin market has gone kind of crazy, but the good news is there are a lot of contemporary mandolins being made that are, you know, modeled after this type of mandolin, and they're way more affordable than the originals.
How many mandolins do you have?
Oh, about 300. No, I don't, I've got a lot of mandolins. I collect them. And all different kinds, you know. I'm a sucker for, you know, eBay is, you know, got a lot of mandolins. No, there's an amazing number of kinds of mandolins that have been created, you know. They just keep finding more of them.
The first time I met you, you tried to buy my mandolin.
Really?
Yeah, it was a Martin.
Oh, okay, yeah. See? So look out, you know. Well, you still got it?
No, I sold it.
You sold it, so you didn't call me.
I regret that.
What kind was it? Just
Martin with F halls, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Teardrop.
Teardrop, yeah. It's a 215.
Yeah, right, 215.
Yeah. I like mandolins. A long time ago I asked, I inherited some money and my father-in-law wanted me to invest in the stock market, and I asked this lawyer friend of mine, should I do that? And he said, you should invest in whatever you know about. So I went out and bought another mandolin. And it worked out. Now they're, you know, a lot of people losing money in the stock markets are looking at mandolins because they've really been, you know, holding their value.
Do you have a question?
Yeah,